Meeting is now being recorded.
So thank you all for joining the IDN Guidelines Working Group call on 12th of April 2018. We have Edmund, Dennis, and Carl on the call with Sarmat. So over to you, Edmund.
Thank you, Sarmat, and thank you for joining. So I guess we don't have a lot of people, but let's still go through some of the items, especially the logistics to get this finalized and sent over to the board and posted. Samad, if you can help me identify, I think we have gone through at least one round of all the items last time, with one remaining item that Cal we were actively discussing about, and Cal probably need to leave early. Is that where we are? And also, is the version that was sent including all the edits that have been discussed? That was sent on Tuesday, I think. Is that the right document to look at?
That's the right document. This was sent by me just last week or early this week. Let's see.
Okay, so I guess Dennis and Cal, hopefully you both have that document in front of you. Unfortunately, we're still unable to use Adobe Connect, and I guess we'll each need to look at the document separately. And Samad, the other item was whether it's... Sorry, I missed you. Samad, please.
Yes, so in the last call, I'm just looking at the action items. So there was some discussion on guidelines 12, 15, and 16 by MATS and everybody else, and we said that there may actually be some revision in that context. However, that revision has not really been proposed. Matt said he may actually suggest some revision. But in any case, so 12, 15, and 16 are guidelines which we may still want to revisit. Otherwise, I guess the updated versions capture the discussion which we finalized last time. Thank you.
Thank you, Samad. I guess at this point, is 12, 15, and 16. And I have a vague recollection that was it Carl yourself or someone else who needed to leave a little bit early, and we haven't finished a particular discussion on one point. Can anyone remind me or help me identify which part it was?
Well, I do not leave early tonight, and I honestly don't recall a half-completed conversation, but my last edit was actually seven, guideline seven, and to my knowledge it was accepted, but if there's more to discuss, I'm happy to discuss it. So
this is Dennis.
Okay. Dennis, please.
Yes, thank you, Edmund. Dennis. For the record, I think you were referring. I think this is two weeks ago, when we were discussing Carl's conversation with Kim Davis about the publishing of LGR and Ayana being a facilitator of that task. I think you might have been referring to that conversation.
Right. Well, sorry, I mixed up
Carl
the
was,
meetings. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that is settled, and we are waiting for suggestion to 12, 15, and 17. 15 and 16, sorry. At this point, it seems is it correct to kind of conclude that for the set of for the guidelines hold guidelines document itself, we are complete in terms of discussing the substantive items. I think it since Matt is not here and we're waiting for him, I guess we could chase him on it, and hopefully he will send in so we can discuss that, finalize that. Is that a good way to characterize this, Samad? Is that where we are?
Right. So I think as far as the substantive part is concerned, these guidelines are reasonably stable. The changes which Mats was going to do was, if you remember, in the case of exceptions, we wanted to list Japanese as an explicit case, and in another guideline, we wanted to list Chinese, where we were talking about automatic activation. So there was actually some rewrite based on that. But otherwise, I think that doesn't really change the substance of these guidelines. It just makes it, clarifies it in the context of some scripts. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you so much. That means our job is almost done, I guess. I'd like to ask Cal or Dennis if it makes sense to, I guess, wait for another week for Mats to come up with a suggestion, and we finalize it hopefully next week. And in the meantime, I guess we can put this aside, and then there's also a piece that we wanted to add some additional stuff to a letter to the board. So I guess we can start that particular work. Does that make sense?
Hello?
To you guys, Cal and Dennis?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yep, we can hear you.
Just jump in. I guess we only have four of us here. You can just jump in.
Yeah, that's fine. We think, Edmund.
Okay. I guess that's thank you. And in that case, Samad, I wonder if sorry to put you on the spot, but I wonder if there is any if you have collected the few items that we said we would include in our letter or posting or however we're going to do that. In any form, so we can I guess go through them and see if we are all good and on those.
Right. So not drafted anything. I will following this call and share by next week. I guess I need some guidance on how you would want to address that, as a cover note or just like a letter addressed to ICANN.org. Second thing is, so far we've actually discussed a couple of items. Please let me know if you want to add anything else. One item was on the scope, based on Nick Chilly's feedback, where there was a comment on, we, as IDN Guidelines Working Group, we had said that that part is not in the scope of IDN guidelines. So basically we said that we'll just pass that on to ICANN.org to address. So that was one part of the open item which needs to be passed on. The other one was an explicit request for a list of guidelines which should be separately applicable after 18 months rather than 16 months of posting of these guidelines. So those are the two items which I have to be noted specifically in the cover note. and would be great to see if hear what else you would want to include, and I'll draft the letter accordingly.
Thank you so much. Just to clarify the scope one, that is kind of the issue of emoji names and name server names, and we're not gonna probably say it out like that, but that's the one, right? Is that the?
Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
So we had said that we are only going to look at registered names, and rest of it we would it's relevant but not relevant for these guidelines, so we'll pass that on to ICANN to address it.
Okay. And one more thing, we did say that we would add a note to kind of encourage it was related to the groups or community groups that will be formed or about the language of script communities or something. We were going to create a note on that direction as well. Does anyone, like Soma, do you recall? Or
okay.
Is that something I recall incorrectly again?
So in that context, actually, so I'm a bit ambiguous on it. We actually talked about it. The issue, I think eventually what we did was we went back and actually edited the guideline to say that it is not something which is a standing group. It could be something which could be addressed case to case basis. Therefore, I'm not really sure whether the edits we did in the guideline are sufficient to address that, or do we also want to add that in the cover note?
Right, okay. I recall that it was in response to a particular comment, and I guess we responded to the comment and we adjusted slightly the wording. So, yes, I recall now the discussion, and I kind of take it back. So it doesn't have to be in the cover letter or cover note as it stands. So that means two items to specify the scope that name server names and those kind of stuff is outside of what we look at, and the spelling out the 18 months. Dennis, I see that you kind of dropped in and out, but anyway, just so summarizing the discussion, those are the two items. Cal and Dennis, do you have any additional items that you think we should include in a cover note to the board?
This is Sarmad. I'd like to respond back on the last item a bit more. So I've actually just opened the public comment response from IDN Guidelines Working Group. That original comment was from URID, where they were volunteering to contribute to that. And just to read out exactly the response though we had said that the guidelines is intended to suggest that the community to collaborate on need basis, but I think we also added that the working group will suggest to ICANN board that ICANN should stand ready to support such initiatives. So if you want to add a bit covering this in the cover note as well, I can add that back. There may be something we may want to say about it. So thank you. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you so much. So I guess I did recall, not too badly. So I guess the three things are for the cover note then. First is the scope that name servers names are out. Just to summarize on it. Number two would be the URID response, just to kind of suggest ICANN to stand ready. And the third one would be the 18 months for a list of the particular recommendations to be effective 18 months from the 18 months later. those three items, Cal and Dennis, any thoughts, or do they cover what we should include?
Edmund, this is Dennis. Yeah, I believe that those are the three items that we need to defer to item or to augment the alliance.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, Dennis. Okay. In terms of how we format it, I guess it would my initial reaction to it is that it would probably serve as a cover note that is not just sent to the ICANN board, but is included in whatever the final posting or the interim posting would be, especially for the for people to understand that we did talk about the scope and we did talk about the 18 months and there's clear indication there. So I think in terms of sending it to ICANN, we should send the recommendations, the document itself, this serving as the cover note, and in the kind of quote-unquote email to ICANN board, we can just say there are two bits of it. One is a very short note that would go together with the release, and they include the and the other is the set of guidelines itself. So the email sending over is super short, just was one sentence saying that these are the two things. Does that make sense, I guess, Samad or Cal or Dennis?
No objection. This is Dennis.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Samad, does it make sense? Does it make it actionable for yourself?
Right. I'm actually just looking at what was done back in 2011, just to make sure, is going to be making a public announcement on this. Just summarize that these have been posted. Do you want me to maybe just, so there are actually then two things which we need to work on, right? One is the announcement itself, and the other one is the cover note which is going to be attached with the guidelines when they send to ICANN.org from IDN Guidelines Working Group. Basically, both of them would obviously consider these three things, but the announcement, of course, will consider, will have more details on when the working group was formed, who, you know, what we worked on, and so on. Just looking at, there was one announcement which was published in 2005, and then there is probably going to be another one for 2011. Yeah, so there's another one which is published in 2011. So every time a new version is, developed, the guidelines are announced, published and announced. And then, I guess, once they're published, then as a step, next step, we will possibly take them to ICANN board, so that when we go to ICANN board, we actually have a public version of this available, which can then be, I guess, reviewed by ICANN board, and so that's what it seems like is going to happen. Actually, their processes followed in 2005 and 2011 may be slightly different. So if you allow me, what I'll do is I'll go back and check again and come up with a more clear process in next week. Sorry, I was not prepared for this. Share that with you. So it's either going to be one of the two options, I think. Either the announcement is going to go before the ICANN board actually looks at it, But I'm also seeing that in 1 year previously, the notice actually went after the Eigen board had actually looked at it. So I see both versions in the historically speaking. So I'm just going to consult internally and finalize which is the best way forward.
Okay. Thank you, Samad. I think for the group, though, we can focus on those three items and the factual stuff, like, you know, the background of the working group, how it's formed, those kind of things, we probably don't need to really talk about. I think when the announcement is finalized, that probably the staff team can complete that. All we need is probably those three items. Depending, of course, if it takes you no time to draft everything, then do the full version. But the point is, for those parts, you can probably do a little bit later and just focus on the three items so we can finalize our work here. That I think
okay.
Would be would make sense.
Sure. So for next time, I will share those drafts hopefully in time for you to review them for the meeting, and I'll also come back with a very clear-cut process.
That's great. And I guess in the meantime, I'll myself and I'll try to send a note to the group. I know it hasn't been super active, but at least to alert people that we're, you know, wrapping up. We expect a final version probably after next week's call, once Mats can join us and go into a kind of last call. But I guess I'll send a short note to have everyone take a last, you know, take a look at it and join our call next week if they have any thing they want to raise. I do have one more item that I want. Like I was looking back at some of the items, and I see that Patrick is listed as review only. I wanted to clarify. I don't know whether we should, you know, clarify again, or we should consider that whatever SAC has provided to us thus far is the review. Samad, I wonder if you have any thoughts on that?
So this actually has been, so I don't actually have an opinion on it as such. This has obviously gone to Patrick both times, after the first public comment and right. After the second public comment, or during the first public comment and during the second public comment. And we actually did get reasonable feedback from him during the first public comment when he actually attended our presentation at the Eigen meeting and actually gave feedback, which obviously had the implications, and we added a few requirements or guidelines. We've not heard back from him during the second public comment period, so that's where we are. If you would want to reach out to him, or if you want, you know, if you want to do any specific outreach to him, we can certainly do that. Please let us know.
Thank you so much. In that case, unless others feel against it, I guess it's probably good to give Patrick a heads up and saying, you know, this is wrapping up. You're listed like this, and if you have any final words, we'd like to hear from you. We have taken your input previously, and so yes, I think it's probably good to specifically give him a heads up. And that is probably all we need to talk about this week.
One follow-up on that.
Yes.
So should I send the current version to him, or should we wait till next week when we finalize the document and then send that up?
We should wait for next week. We should wait for next week. Once we finalize everything. But I will just send a short note to the group to the mailing list to get those who are less active to, you know, start looking at it and join us if they could. Good. Anything else that Gal or Dennis wants to bring up?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
No, I'm fine.
Good. It seems like we are very close to completing the work, so, and I'll give you back 20 minutes of your time.
Actually, this is Sarmat. May I raise one more point on one of the guidelines if it is. It's a bit late, but still, I think there's something we've actually been working on developing some implementation details, and something actually came up during that discussion. And just wanted to share with you and get your sort of reaction to that. This is pertaining to specific guidelines on harmonization of IDN tables. So that would be the guideline 13. So this particular guideline says that if we add a table, it needs to be harmonized. And so I'm talking about the second. So there are actually a couple of comments here. So first of all, guideline 13 actually has a couple of things, actually two or three things. In the first part, it talks about uniform symmetry and then in the second part, it says that we need to obviously reevaluate potential variant relationships that may create new variant sets due to introduction of additional IDN tables by the registry. I think the challenge was that when we are saying the wording is DLE registries must ensure that all applicable same script IDN tables with the variant policy for a particular DLE are uniform. The challenge was that when you have cross script variants, then there is probably some need to do normalization across scripts as well. So this same script IDN tables is a bit of a limitation in that sense.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I can explain further if you are not able to understand.
Can you jump to some particular examples so it's easier to wrap our heads around?
Yes, certainly. So this is, I'm just going to, talk about, let's take two scripts. One is Devanagari script, which is one of the scripts in which Hindi is written and Nepali is written, for example. And then there is also another script which is used in India. It's called Gurmukhi script, which is used to write Punjabi language. So if you have and then there are some cross script variants between Devanagari and Gurmukhi. Let's take a more, more understandable example. So let's talk about Cyrillic and Latin. I think those are good examples as well. If you have a Latin table and you want to add, so if you have, let's say, an English table and you want to add a Russian table. There are some cross-script variants which may actually be applicable between English and Russian tables through the normalization process. What we are saying in normalization process is that we've looked at it and we've actually said there are two problems here when we talk about normalization. One is that suppose you have a table which has code points A and B in English, let's say, and we also have code points A and B in French. In English, A and B are declared as variants, and in French, A and B are not declared as variants. So the harmonization process is going to say that, you know, if you're adding the French table, you're going to say that, you know, since A and B are variants, then in English, then they should also be variants in French, something like that, so that the tables become harmonized. Then there is also this other issue, which is not just harmonizing between existing labels, but also possibly harmonizing between discovering new variant relationships, which is that suppose A and B were variants of each other in Latin script, and we had A in English, but we didn't have B in English, and then we added a French table which had B in it. So now you have A in English and B in French, but both needs both exist or both can create labels in the same zone. And so therefore, since we know that A and B are variants in Latin script, B should be added as a block variant for the English table, so that when you create a label from English, it blocks the appropriate label from French table to be created, and vice versa. So there could be some new relationships added. So harmonization requires some comparison of existing variant sets, but also perhaps discovering some new variant sets. But when we talk about the second category where you're discovering variant sets, that is not limited just to, for example, another table from the same script, but it can potentially be also applicable from to another table from a different script. So as I was saying earlier, if we have English table and now we are adding, instead of French, we are adding Russian, where Russian has Cyrillic script, but some of these are cross-script variants because they are homoglyphs, then we should add these blocking relationships across English and Russian tables as well. That's sort of a high-level explanation. I know it's a bit complicated, hard to explain, but these same script kind of, we are currently talking about same script IDN tables, but I think this could actually be applicable to cross-script IDN tables as well, where the scripts are related.
Thank you so much. My first reaction is, I think I grasp, and I hope Cal and Dennis grasp what you're talking about as well. My first reaction is that what is written here is intended to cover the cases that you described. And here what it means by same script is the original table, right? And as they are added to a same zone, then we will need to look at the harmonization. That's where it comes in. The ultimate harmonization creates those cross-script variants, but it is not the original tables that created it. So I my feeling is that what is written here actually kind of covers it, but I'm open to making adjustments. My first read seems that this does not prevent what you just described. That's my immediate reaction.
Right.
And this is an issue that was envisioned. Like I'm quite familiar with in terms of CJK situation, especially with Japanese and the use of Han characters, which is this. Have have similar situations, and there are different ways to deal with it, which the second part of the recommendation 13 actually deals with. So that's kind of my first reaction. Samad, you wanted to speak, but I wonder if Cal and
just to add a bit to it. So even if we don't do the same script, restriction on mixed scripts and then dealing with whole script confusables does indirectly sort of address that, I think. So even if you keep it same script, I think it would still work, though if we then, I guess, take that in conjunction with the TLD registries trying to address any whole script confusables and disallowing any mixed script. So if you bring it all together, it somehow addresses it. But in any case, just wanted to raise it that the harmonization may actually be needed beyond a single script. You know, that's a scenario which is possible. Thank you.
Yep, got that part. How, Dennis, any thoughts on this?
Yeah, thanks, Edmund. I think I feel like you do, that the guidelines do cover this, and I just did a quick look to make sure that the other guidelines are also aligned. And I think really what we're talking about when it's cross scripts, confusables or homoglyphs is what's covered in the TR39 and TR36, which is covered in guideline 17. And of course guideline 17 doesn't actually refer to harmonization specifically, so maybe there's an overall, if we were at the early stage of writing these guidelines, I would suggest that we talk about harmonization in the context of all of the requirements, but nevertheless the requirements are there, and I feel it's reasonably clear, unless I'm missing something, or unless there's additional requirements on a registry that we've not actually outlined. We expect it to harmonize at the center of the registry, but how they achieve the protection against whole script confusables is ultimately up to the registries themselves. So we don't need to be explicit on that, even though it might be helpful.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of where my head is. I kind of see an additional participant. I wonder if I'm not sure who joined, and I was wondering if Dennis or others want to chime in on this.
Yeah, thank you. This is Dennis. If I may speak.
Please go.
Yeah. I support Edmonds and Carl's view. I think the guideline, the intent was to capture all variants, right? Whether it's within script, cross script, and I think we didn't make any discrimination, and this is reflected here. But again, I mean, I'm open if clarity needs to be included. I think I'm open to see a proposed revision, but. I think when we drafted these guidelines, we were accounting for all type of variants defined by the registry. So it's whether it's a within or cross script.
Thank you, Dennis. Samad, how perhaps if I may suggest, this is somewhat complicated, as you explained. I wonder if you would like to maybe describe it in a longer email into the list, so it's you can potentially give a more graphical example as well. So and identify exactly where you feel that should be updated. One particular concern I do have is if we say CrossScript here, I worry about the confusion that IDN tables could exist as a CrossScript table, which kind of conflicts or conflates the issue about mixing scripts. So that is on my mind as well. So if I may suggest that maybe somehow you can write it a little bit, put it in a bit more detail, so we can think through it more carefully and come to a finalization maybe next week as we try to finalize the words. And
sorry, but I got dropped.
Okay, no worries. I was just saying, I don't know where you dropped off, but I was just suggesting that maybe if you could write out what you mentioned earlier in an email to the mailing list, and we would be able to consider it rather than live and really think through it a little bit before we have the call next week, it might be more useful. And do point out the relationship with 17, as Cal mentioned, and maybe other parts, and make a suggestion how perhaps you want to edit it. But I do have one particular concern in if we change the same script description here in 13, which is it might confuse people that, you know, IDN tables will be more open to mixed script. So I just, you know, leave that comment there. But if you could describe this in an email, that might be better for us to contemplate the issue.
Right. So thank you for considering it. As you all also noted, that I think the change is probably not warranted. We're developing a short document which actually lists these as examples of what harmonization means. So what I'll do is I'll share a version of a document with all of you, just so that you can see at least what we're thinking. And, it actually, as you all also, I guess, just discussed, that a guideline on mixed scripts, restriction on mixed scripts and whole script confusables actually does address it. So it's not, I think, that we may need to change it. I still wanted to bring this up so that you're all actually at least know about it, and, we then make a decision and move forward accordingly. So, yes, I'll share a document with you, and we can then conclude the discussion certainly afterwards.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. With that, any further discussion we need this week? Hearing none, I guess thank you, everyone, for your time, and we'll talk further next week. I guess, Samad, if you could help give Matt a nudge about the few items that he volunteered last time as well.
Sure, we'll do that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
example, for these two bad kids that are on the top of the gender, which in turn will support more student initiatives with the NRI to help engage kids. So I think how we can engage students and provide a better understanding of the issues and different perspectives, it often is a challenge, I guess, for many of the NRI when they don't have, when they're not as established as some of the initiatives. I think it would be good to like share responses on that. We could probably take a few like more interesting topics for some people, or also like we do have, I think we do have some similar things that we're doing. We can elaborate on those and include them to do content and stakeholders, and that is like a really quick summary, and I think that would be actually helpful in that regard.
Hi. Hi. Hi, hello. Hi. Hi, hello. And why am I? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. 但是剛才那裡我們問過要很久，是不是你們做開都少成兩個星期？是我就是不明白為什麼，你可不可以發一次給我，因為我們找普通那些，他不知道為什麼說要成很長時間。 明白，但如果你有個 contact 嘅話，我可以問下。
some of the other views that they may not be aware of the likelihood and activity about IGF. So I was just thinking it actually might not be only the limited to use, but in general, some of the participants that who attended the IGF before or they are hoping or planning to attend, it might be actually useful as for IGF to create a description for people to receive an activity to give them a date and really understand.
可以請外國 guest
添，咪就係咯，我覺得做好做大生意，非常好啊！咁我哋做咧。
真係唔真佢咯，
好似你掛煙，係
咩？